some
4th of July scoop.
Ketanji Brown done been sworn in.
Yeah.
Ketanji Brown has been sworn in. I wonder how they, hopefully.
Now they can.
Let's see what happens. We're going to see what happens.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to watch it all unfold. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Congratulations.
First black woman was sworn in as the 116th Justice of the Supreme Court, making history as the first black woman to serve on the highest court of the nation. Don't hate, appreciate. Mm-hmm. I hope each and every one of you have been having a wonderful week. I'm not doing very many podcasts because I've been on my grind. And I said, let me put one. Yeah, I said, let me put one out there. Let's go ahead and put one out there.
Because there are some news that we need to share.
And just want to thank all of our faithful listeners that listen in as soon as we drop one like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for everything. And I know what people's like, why is she so upbeat? Well,
because
I'm just
not?
Upbeat. Plus, I'm drinking iced tea. Sip, sip, sip. Caffeinated.
And why are you spilling the tea?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and why we're spilling it. Yes, Jackson swearing in comes as the court release rulings on two big cases related to climate and immigration.
Hold up, what?
Yeah,
what I miss?
Jackson swearing in comes as the court released rulings on two big cases related to climate and immigration.
And I need to get into that.
One curbing the EPA's ability to fight climate change, and another saying Biden can end the Trump era, remain in Mexico policy. The court is wrapping up a momentous and divisive term that included an opinion overturning Roe versus Wade. Jackson was confirmed by the Senate in April and will be filling the seat of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. And we wish him a happy and wonderful, relaxing retirement. You paid your dues, and we thank you. Appreciate you. We sure do appreciate you. And the environmental attorney says Supreme Court EPA decision has opened a can of worms.
Okay.
Yeah, environmental law experts said the Supreme Court invoking the major questions doctrine could be a major setback to future agency regulations and raises a lot of questions about how it could be used in the future.
Okay.
We're going to be back in a moment with the World According to Boogie and that podcast. Stay with us. I'm going to give y'all a little bit more. Can you rock it like this?
Stay with us. My famed secretary overworked by a money hungry jerk. Got a letter and some woman want to freak out on my shirt. Well, can you rock it like this? I could rock it like this. Can't seem to get enough of you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for coming back, everybody.
Can't seem to get enough of you.
Sure do appreciate it. As we know, the 4th of July is approaching us very closely.
Very close.
And millions of us will be on the road traveling for a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good news as far as the gas prices. They have fell ahead of the busy 4th of July holiday weekend. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I kind of got into a bum spirit everybody's entitled to what they believe and, you know, and how they feel and mm-hmm. in proper retrospect.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just that Roe versus Wade decision, it kind of hit me different.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see from both sides. I can see from both sides of the fence. I really can. But at the end of the day, I just feel like a freedom was taken away. And at first, I was like, well, I don't know if I'm going to look, if I'm going to celebrate the weekend.
I mean, you can.
But I was like, I was getting,
like,
I don't know. I was getting ready to just make it like a luau.
I mean, you still can. They're just basically saying, just don't really, like, you know.
Well, but I'm not going to take that,
But, like, that's only an option.
Take my hope of. I'm not going to let that take my hope in mankind and America, in America being a free country.
Because we know a lot of people
away. Because at first I was mad. I was like, it's not, I can see from both sides. I can see where every, where this side is coming from. I can see where that side is coming from. You know, I can see from both sides. But at the end of the day, this is supposed to be a, supposedly supposed to be a free country.
Exactly.
And when you telling people to do with their body, their organs, mm-hmm. I'm talking their seed from their body. I mean, that's, I mean, that's right. Their choice. That, I mean, people have, I feel like that's a freedom that's taken away. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's just, you know, but like I said, I can see from both sides, but at the end of the day, a freedom has been taken away. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling bad about that because I was like, okay, what they gonna try to take away next? America's supposed to be a free country. Used to be, you know, people would be, people like immigrants that came over here would be proud to be an American because they're free. They're free to make choices about their bodies. Mm-hmm. They're free to make choices, to make their own choices. They're free to speak out. They're free to just free.
Free to be who they are.
Free! They free. And a freedom has been taken away. Mm-hmm. Now, I can see why people agree. I can see why people disagree. But at the end of the day, a freedom has been taken away.
It should be chosen by themselves.
You should have the freedom to make your own decisions for yourself.
And now they don't have that.
And now they don't. And now that's taken away. And, you know, for that reason, I was a little bit upset and I was depressed for that reason. It was like, okay, at the end of the day, if you don't believe in something, then don't partake. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in abortions, don't have one. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in same-sex marriage, then do not marry the same sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. But I'm going to still celebrate the 4th of July because people fought too hard for, you know, for freedom. Mm-hmm. For me not to celebrate, and not to celebrate that as people of color, mm-hmm. not to celebrate the fact that we are not in bondage and we are free. But it kind of makes you wonder if the, because of the Roe versus Wade, the kind of makes you feel like women, the young women of childbearing years and age, they are kind of slaves, if you think about it, because a right has been taken away, whether you believe it or not. You know, a freedom has been taken away, and that's the freedom of choice. Mm-hmm. And so people are, you know, we just concerned with what they're going to try to take away next. On that note, we'll be back in a moment with the World According to Buki and Them podcast.
Don't go nowhere.
Back in a moment.
Combination of peanut butter and chocolatey flavor. Reese's Puff cereal, part of a complete breakfast.
Thanks for coming back, everybody. Well, as everybody knows, COVID is still around, and yes, if anybody wants to know as hot as it is, I'm still wearing my what? My mask. I'm still wearing my mask. But I want to say at least 98.9% of America is not wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. When I go in the grocery store or wherever I go and shop, you know, it's like me and maybe one or two other or three other people with a mask on. But, you know, it's all good. I'm going to wear my mask. I just don't feel comfortable with taking mine off until they come up with a permanent vaccination that is the cure-all for COVID. And you get your vaccination and bada boom, bada bing, you can go without a mask. Because make no mistake, I miss wearing, well, I wear lipstick, but you know what I mean. Just wearing your makeup and stuff. Not that you can't wear your makeup, but Just showing you my lips and my lipstick. But that's just me because I'm wearing a mask.
But you can do your eyes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give them eyes now, honey.
Because they're pretty.
I'm going to give them some eyes. But, yeah. So, check this out, y'all. A tiger at the zoo has died after contracting COVID.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Jupiter, a 14-year-old tiger, died Sunday after developing pneumonia caused by COVID-19. And this is at the Columbus Zoo and aquarium. That's so sad. You know, that's so sad. And in California, vaccines close gap in COVID-related deaths for Latinos. It says we really need to continue to keep equity lens in mind, said researcher Shannon McConville. So the vaccines close the gap in COVID-related deaths for Latin American brothers and sisters. Yeah. Okay, so they're saying we really need to continue to keep that equity lens in mind.
Yeah.
A new data analysis from the Public Policy Institute of California shows that a major racial and ethnic disparities in COVID-19 related deaths experienced by Latinos in California at the height of the pandemic has significantly narrowed. So in January of 2021, the monthly death rate for Latinos over 18 in California was 55 per 100,000, the highest of any racial and ethnic group, according to the California Department of Public Health. The death rate for white Californians during the same time period was 38 per 100,000. By this month, as monthly COVID-related death rates has significantly decreased overall due to increased vaccinations, the rate for our Latinos had fallen to about 1 per 100,000. That's great news.
Mm-hmm.
Below that of white Californians, whose death rate is about 2.5 per 100,000. The latest vaccination rate, according to the California Center for Disease Control and Prevention, is 62.1% for Hispanics 18 to 49 years old. For Latinos who are 50 and over, the rates are in the 70% range. So Shannon McConville, a research fellow with the Policy Institute who wrote the analysis, said that as California rolled out its vaccination campaign, an exacerbation of disparities would have been possible. Equity gaps narrowed, however, in part thanks to efforts focused on putting equity at the center of the vaccination campaign, she said. In terms of accessing vaccines, I think California made efforts to try and prevent that, or to try and have equity be a part of the vaccine rollout, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Back in a moment with the world according to Bookie and Nam. What's coming up next, Nam?
The weekend news.
Back in a moment. Stay with us. 4th of July, y'all. Wake up.
The Minions are coming to IHOP with an all-new menu you're going to love. Excuse me. Sir, we just cleaned the windows.
Enjoy the Minions menu at IHOP. For a limited time, kids eat free. And catch Minions, The Rise of Gru, only in theaters.
Welcome back to the world according to Boogie and Nam, y'all. Nam, what you got, girl?
Well, we got some new weekend news.
Weekend news!
So, The Weeknd has a new lineup for his tour that he's having. Because, you know, Doja Cat could not come, unfortunately, because of her tonsils. Because of these antibiotics that made it infected. But the lineup...
The antibiotics that she was on, she got an infection from them, apparently. And tonsils and all that stuff. So I hope that she... definitely get better, and I'm sure her medical team has been taking great care of her.
And then so The Weeknd has told everybody that who will be playing now is,
he's got new opening acts.
Yes, which will be Snow Allegra, Cantandra, and then the DJ producer Mike Dean.
Yeah, I think it's K Trinata. Because I don't know how to pronounce her name. So if we mispronounce your name in any way, please forgive us. And also, they're going to have DJ producer Mike Dean, along with specific stops on the 19-date journey. Weekend is set to have his global stadium tour launch next Friday, July 8th, in his hometown of Toronto, Canada.
And additional news, that Weekend revealed that his tour will be Creatropot powered thanks to Binaric?
Binance? Thanks to Binance. I know. The tour will be crypto powered thanks to Binance, who will work alongside the Toronto-based HXOUSE community incubator to create an NFT collection for the tour.
That's a lot. But that's going to probably be cool.
What
else
the concert goers going to do? They're going to do what?
No, so the concert goers will receive virtual tickets.
Virtual ticket stubs?
Yeah, stubs that they can use to redeem the NFTs.
Ready for the Weekend in France? I am. I wish I could go to Canada.
So just be sure to check out the full list of tour dates, you know? Like, if you can check them out online.
Yep.
Just so you can, so.
So you, hey, if you're in Toronto or you got a balling like that, by all means, go and have a good time.
And if you see it, tell me how it is.
Yeah. Because like I said, I have on my surgical mask. I ain't wearing no N95.
But hopefully you guys have fun. You know, be safe because you probably, will you be inside?
Anyway, have a great time and stay up on them boosters. Back in a moment with the World According to Booking Them Podcast. Stay with us.
Get to the club in the taxi cab.
Create a YouTube short showing how you're stepping out for Pride. Use hashtag YouTube Pride Challenge.
Saturday in the park. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for coming back. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming back. Inflation? I mean, everybody knows inflation. Prices and stuff are going up.
Yep, for the 4th of July.
And inflation is, for some opinions, inflation is making 4th of July celebrations more expensive than ever.
But why? That's the real question.
Well, we know why. Ukraine. We got the people of Ukraine with gas and, you know, COVID and then the war with Ukraine helping them. And, you know, when that's a good thing. It's for a good cause because it's still going down in Ukraine. Whether y'all believe it or not, it's still war over in Ukraine.
Open your
and we
eyes.
Must not ever forget. Pray for them. Send all your best wishes. Do what you can for them. But yeah, it's still going on over there. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember all the hundreds and thousands and millions of people that have been displaced because of that war.
Mm-hmm.
So may we never forget, you know, because that. It's just not right going into somebody's country and just saying, I'm going to take it over. But anyway,
no, that ain't right.
That's my opinion. And, you know, so my thoughts and prayers well wishes go out to the people of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But, inflation is making 4th of July again the celebrations more expensive than ever. But that's opinion. Because you know us everyday people, we make it do what it do. And it always turns out what? Beautiful. It always turns out good. So, I mean, that's an opinion and it just depends. Yes, food prices are high.
But
yes, everything's went up, gas and all of that.
But if you think about it in general.
But we're resilient and we know how to make it do what it do. So nothing says Independence Day like good old-fashioned barbecue. And you know, in keeping with tradition, most Americans, roughly 60%, plan to grill this weekend.
Makes sense.
And 53% will get together with friends and family, according to a recent report by Market Research.
I mean, that's obviously known to be
from the Market Research firm Numerator. Consumers want to celebrate this summer for a number of reasons.
What?
And food is central to that. But they want to celebrate every year, though, really. I mean, and yeah, it is for a number of reasons every year.
They did not just say food.
It's all about the food.
They said
getting together.
One of the reasons are food.
It's true. The barbecue and all of that stuff. So food is the center of that. To that. And so, you know, However, with the cost of burgers, chips, soda, and side dishes on the rise, revelers will be spending a lot more than they did last year. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we know what I'm making do what it do. Mm-hmm. You might spend a little, but I mean, you might spend a, for some people, you might spend a little bit more.
If you know the right,
but
right
if you know where to go and how to do it, it's gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. You know, on some of the stuff, I mean, it's been like maybe a 25 cent on some stuff, and then you know some meats and stuff have went off. But honestly, I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
If you were smarter, like some people be doing this stuff before.
Prices have. That's true too. A lot of people buy their meats and stuff before. But I will say this: prices have went down. But on some things, they come down for the holiday. Meats and stuff. I don't know where y'all shop, but there still might be a little bit of price jump on the meat, but it wouldn't be as high as if you didn't buy it on the holiday, is what I'm trying to say.
Because
a lot of the grocery stores that I shop at, they have sales. They have sales on their meats and stuff, you know. So the consumer price index says a key inflation gauge rose about 8.6%. And made from a year ago, which we all know, the highest increase since December of many years ago, back in the 80s. So,
what are we talking about?
Food costs alone climbed 1.2% in May, bringing the year-over-year gain to 10.1%.
Okay.
But, you know,
oh,
like I said, if you know where to shop and where the deals are, you're going to be all right. I'm just saying. You know, and you know, so it's not just staples such as meat and bread that are getting more expensive. You know, there's, you know, other things, and we all know that, especially the beverages. Now, let's talk about the beverages. The beverage companies, including Coca-Cola and Pepsi, you know, they raise prices on drinks and packaged goods as well.
Yeah.
Or make their packages smaller, known as shrinkflation.
Oh, I know. I noticed that.
I noticed that too, the shrinkflation. You know, so like, overall you
used to be looking for the short drink, but then there would barely be any, and then like, now they got more. I wonder why.
Pretty much. And overall, the cost of a cookout for a party, according to Ari Flynn's report, went up 11% for a party of 10. So
that's only if you know what to give.
You know what to do, honey. I know what to do, how to make it do what it do. And I'm not spending more than, I ain't finna be spending more than a certain amount. And it ain't over no hundred. Mm-hmm. And I can feed a lot of people. Y'all better quit playing. You know, we know us everyday people know how to make it do what it do. Because that's what we do. On that note, back in a moment with the World According to Bookie and Them podcast. Stay with us, everybody.
There's no charge today.
I don't know if you all have the same experience of wigs and headscarves.
Whenever you shop Meijer, you help create opportunities for people in your community to work, to play, to live, and to learn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pray for Ukraine. Pray for the world, everybody. The World, according to Bookie and them, does not own any of the rights to any of the music, any of the commercial, or some of the sayings. Thanks again, everybody. What you gotta say now?
Peace.
American woman, get away from me.